We're CJMQ and welcome Deborah Lynn Tomlinson. Today you are an author and illustrator of three children's books, is that correct?
Actually five.
Five of them, okay. Good for you. Great. And, I have a copy of three of them here. We have Precious Gems, Hidden Treasures, and also Secret Jewels. And these are wondrous books. They're for children because they leave us with a message, an environmental message, which is so important in these times.
It is. I also wanted to do it on a basis that it wasn't condescending, so it was more of a lyrical format so the children would remember exactly what, you know, was said per page. And some unique ideas about each species really helped to format, you know, the importance of environmental issues and how to protect each of the species for future generations. So that was my keynote on that.
Okay, and what made you decide to take on this project?
My son, actually, is quite the adventurer, and he pretty much dragged me around from the time he was four until he was nine. So he forced me to open my eyes, and I thought, well, hey, you know, besides doing the photography for each of these books, I should actually illustrate it, and I've already got a writing background. So, hey, let's do a book.
That's
and
great.
And all of a sudden, I've done five.
That's great. It's a lot of fun, and the art is just phenomenal in here. There's a lot of color in each illustration. Amazing colors.
They're all done in colored pencil. Prismacolor, which is an oil-based colored pencil.
Okay.
And sometimes you'll have a little bit of watercolor, say, for effect in the background if there's too much space that I had to fill up, that sort of thing. But predominantly they're done in colored pencil, and yeah, it took me... The first book probably took me close to a year to do.
Okay, a lot of work. Okay, which one is the first one?
Hidden Treasures.
Hidden Treasures is the first one. And the second one?
Secret Jewels.
And the third one is Precious Gems?
And then Sacred Charm. And Magic Pearls.
Okay, okay. So you have quite a background in art, do you?
Actually, I have my advertising art from Sturgeon Creek Collegiate in Winnipeg, and I graduated as a wildlife artist, illustrator. I wanted to get into the medical field of the illustrating, but there wasn't enough calling for it.
Okay, okay, that's interesting. Okay, because I can see a little bit of style in your drawings and that from a few medical books that I've seen.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's interesting. Okay, now you're obviously an environmental activist. Would you like to tell us a little bit about that, too?
Right now I'm working to see if I can save some of the trails that are in our area here that we've just moved into a place called Ladysmith on Vancouver Island. And the trails here have not been protected from development.
Okay.
So I'm looking, I just wrote an article, finished an article for an editorial project called Take Five. And I'm looking to stir up a little bit more of a grouping that we can, so that we can battle the development. Because it's encroaching on this creek bed by about, you know, 15 feet. And that's not good for the erosion, et cetera, and the natural flow of that tributary. So I'm active in those kinds of ways, and I've actually just been contacted to do a mapping project for trail systems, and I'd be doing the artwork for the species of plants that are coming up during certain seasons, or you know, whatever animals are in that exact location. So those are some of the things that I'm working on right now.
Okay, and also the Salmon Enhancement Program, too?
We were looking at doing that. So far, the funding hasn't come up.
Okay, okay.
So I'm still waiting.
Okay, and is it difficult to get funding for these different environmental projects? Or?
It is. It is. It's a lot of loops, et cetera. Writing grants and things that you know, each of the project leaders have to do takes a very long time.
Okay. What's been the response from the children's books from different schools and parents and teachers out that way?
It's actually been quite amazing. I'm also looking at, I had them translated into Mandarin Chinese.
Oh, wow, that's
for English
neat.
As a second language.
Good.
Courses.
Nice.
And they have been used in Germany and in New Zealand. They've been sent worldwide, actually, just through the tourism trade, through me selling them at the bookstores, local bookstores, and at trade shows, et cetera. So it's really been a good calling. I thought maybe I'd sell 100, and no, I've sold more than like 1,000.
Wow, that's great. So you're getting well-known all over the country, all over North America and Europe, too, I guess, then?
Yeah, here's hoping.
That's good. Did you ever think it would come to that when you started with the first book?
Actually, no. The first book was just an experiment. I thought, well, I'll take it around to the different bookstores, and they're not going to take local art. Who am I kidding? But, yeah, it turns out they do.
Well, that's wonderful.
There's
good.
There's a group in there.
Good, good. And if someone wants to get a copy of these books, where would they go? Is there a website or?
There is. Actually, I just revamped my new website. It's
www.waterlineartstudio.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's exclusively your website?
Yes.
Okay, great, good. And what does each book go for if one was to buy them?
They're retailing $11.95.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got old copies of the first two, Hidden Treasures and Secret Jewels, that I'm slashing my prices on.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be selling those for $6 each.
Okay, well, it's nice to have the whole set, too, and it's really nice for children, and certainly a book that they can read over and over again, and each time they read it, and the parents, too, the message goes in.
They have been used in interpretive centers, marine interpretive centers, to teach children.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm thinking that they are pretty, you know, viable that way.
Okay, and I think this is a new twist on children's books, too. I haven't come across any quite like this before with such an environmental theme as this.
Well, and I've had a lot of trouble with getting published because of it, because mm-hmm. I'm not a nonfiction, I'm not fiction.
Mm-hmm.
I'm somewhere stuck in the middle.
Okay, that's interesting. So they just call you between nonfiction and fiction,
nonfiction.
I guess. Okay, good, good.
So, yeah, I'm still on the hunt for a publisher at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So far, I'm still self-published, and it's working, but I think I'd like to grow.
Okay, and do you think getting a publisher would help you to grow more, too?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
so
good.
Just the distribution alone would help.
Okay, but I imagine that there's a lot of word of mouth, too, for each copy that you sell.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Good, good. What are your plans for the future? Are you writing another book, or are you going to take a hiatus? Or?
Right now I'm working on metaphysical art cards, and I'm working on the Couch and Land Trust mapping idea as well.
Mm-hmm.
As, yeah, so there's about three irons in the fire at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
As for writing a book, I've been concentrating on my environmental poetry, yes. I've just mm-hmm. written an article about the tributaries here on the island.
Okay.
And I did it in a poetic way with a lot of good response from it so far. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I'm still planning to do another book.
Okay, great. Do you think that people out at your way out in BC area are very responsive to starting to take care of the environment and take a closer look at their impact?
Highly green here. People
mm-hmm.
are very green.
Okay.
Even right down to the housing. Different materials that are being used are more like hay.
Okay.
Cube, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Used to build a house sort of
mm-hmm.
thing rather than using lumber that's virgin.
Mm-hmm.
So we are, yes, the environmental impact here is great for trying to sustainable living, that sort of thing.
Okay, that's wonderful. Anything else you'd like to say before we go, Deborah?
I just can't really think of anything.
Mm-hmm.
Other than I hope that, you know, all the schools do pick these books up because I think they'd be a great educational tool. I'm hoping that I can inspire a few more illustrators to get into the same area that I'm into so we can broaden this market.
Okay, that's great. Well, we thank you very much and all the best of luck in your future.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Okay, bye.